And we're happy to have them back. It is This Is My Story with our friends from Trinity Chapel Church. And we have Reverend Charlene Lauver here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Brittany. It is wonderful to be here. Let me start out with these words. For the last several This Is My Story podcasts, I began with Good Friday morning, City of Du Bois and surrounding communities. But not today. This is the timing of the Lord. I am preparing for you a clarion call. Today I am shouting out to you a clarion call. This is the timing of the Lord. This is the great release of His promised outpouring. City of Du Bois and surrounding areas, receive your gift and shift. Awake from your sleep, for now your salvation is here. Adapted from post Give Him 15, Dutch Sheets. Once again, in the beginning of the podcast, I would continue with, I am Charlene Lauver, pastor of Trinity Chapel Du Bois, inviting you to journey along with me for the next 25 minutes of storytelling. My only request is that you would agree to allow your heart to be enlarged, challenged, healed, transformed by the renewing of your mind. I pray we will all be changed into the likeness of Christ. But not today. Today, I am speaking on behalf of Community for Unity, a gathering of churches, church leaders, and laypersons who carry a deep, heartfelt calling to unite the body of Christ for the work of the kingdom and to bring glory to God. Our desire to be obedient to God's call has led us to seek ongoing opportunities to proclaim Him as, and I quote, God of our city, King of our people, and Lord of our nation. Lyrics by Chris Tomlin. And lastly, I would continue with an appeal, but not today. Today's plea for those who have ears to hear the call to revival, the sound is now. Can you hear it? Revival. Have you ever heard someone say, oh, we desperately need a revival to turn our world back to God? Well, allow me to share with you the lyrics sung by country singer Reba McEntire. Oh, have you looked around? Have you heard the sound of mama's crying? Or do you turn away when you see the face of the innocent dying in these darkest days? Are you not afraid that it's too late? Have you lost a love? Do you feel like giving up? Has your heart been broken? Are your kids okay? Will they come home safe? Do you lie there hoping? You can make a wish, you can knock on wood. Oh, it won't do any good. You gotta get down on your knees, believe, fold your hands and beg and please. Gotta keep on praying, you gotta cry, rain tears of pain, pound the floor and scream His name, 'cause we're still worth saving. Can't go on like this and live like this. We can't love like this. We gotta give this world back to God. Oh, give it back. So what do we do? There needs to be a thirst that can only be quenched by the Holy Spirit of God. Even greater still, we must wake up to the understanding that there is no true meaning and purpose apart from God's presence. We were created to serve God and bring Him glory throughout our lives. What is the meaning of revival? It is an increased spiritual longing for renewal, for a deeper relationship and an awareness of our need for God in the life of the church, our society, whether it be for our city, a nation, or a global effort. Revival is birthed out of a pure heart and a humble spirit, carrying a deep conviction and crying out in repentance for our sins. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. It is a heartfelt return to God and His ways, for it is written, let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9. Spiritual revival can only be sent down from heaven. God can pour out spiritual awakening over the land. I pray we will hunger and thirst for God's word more than ever before and seek his knowledge and wisdom. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5, 6. We say, Father, we welcome your heart, your redemption, your reformation to our nation. Help us to be an humble heart. Adapted from Post, Mario Murillo. O Lord, rain down spiritual revival. A spiritual revival is inspired by God for the body of Christ to reach the lost, broken, and hurting people in this world. People are crying out for hope and healing in their lives today. As a chaplain in the behavioral health unit, believe me when I say the world is hurting and lost. Hopelessness becomes the dark cloud hovering over their soul and spirit, blinding them to the one destiny and purpose that has been given to them by God. God's purpose. As it is written, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. So, why all the talk about revival? I will explain in my conclusion. But for now, allow me to share with you, why does revival matter to me? Let me begin by saying, I am Charlene Laver, pastor of Trinity Chapel, Dubois, and this is my story. As far back as 3 years old, I can recall seeing myself in my mind's eye as a little girl who was sad. I was very sensitive. I can picture tears running down my cheeks over just about everything. By the time I was 5, I was very lonely. I can't recall ever being hugged or told that I was loved. In fact, I do remember being told I never wanted a little girl. Based on this comment, my childlike mind interpreted those words to mean that I was unlovable and a mistake. I was sure something was wrong with me. Thus began my life of wanting, so wanting to be loved. I was driven by a need for love and acceptance. I came to the conclusion that I must prove to the world, my world, that if I am good enough, maybe, just maybe, they could learn to love me. In the days thereafter, I remember crying out to God, asking if he would give me a heart of love. I wanted to be love to those around me because I knew how painful it was to not be loved. I so wanted my life to be the example of God's love in the world. I even memorized the verse in John 3:16 and 17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but he came into the world to save it." I wanted to be kind, understanding, and caring. This commitment to love compensated for the emotional and physical abuse I sustained throughout my entire childhood. By the way, just a quick note. I came to know about God through my grandfather. I lived next door to him, and each night I would see my grandfather sitting in the living room reading his Bible, and I would hear of great revivals and how God loved me on the radio while blaring into my bedroom window at night. Believe me, I heard about the hellfire and brimstone preaching. I was a bit nervous about that side of it, but I knew that God truly loved me, and I knew I wanted that for my life. For nearly 16 years of my life, I was the perfect, quiet, well-behaved daughter you could have ever asked for. I was rewarded for, as we all have heard at some point in our life's journey, little children are to be seen and not heard. And I took it to the extreme just to get a little attention of how good I was. I became an introvert. I began to develop my own personality based on being a good person. At the age of 16, I was invited to go with my church family to a camp known as Wesley Woods. Allow me to share with you my testimony of this event. Title, I Was Born Again. I am not at all who I was, timid and afraid, pretending to be perfect. I spent much time in my early years in the darkness of my lonely self, wondering why I was ever born. My heart and voice forever crying out that someone please find me. nearing my 16th birthday, I heard a voice say from the pulpit, "What is that mask you are wearing? Let Jesus remove it from you so that you may be set free to be the person God created you to be." I just knew somehow he was talking to me. I was the only one wearing the mask of a false personality that I created out of my pain. The weight of this lie was much too much for me to carry any longer. I wanted rid of it at any cost. I accepted the altar call. Within moments, I felt as though a dam had released inside of me, and the waters, in the form of tears, gushed forth. I was being cleansed from my misconceptions of who I thought I was, only to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to be the person God created me to be. It is written in the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 13 through 16. You, O God, made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. Your eyes saw me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. I'm not a mistake. Hallelujah. The joy was overwhelming. I had been set free. The bondage of pretending would be no more. I was given a new life in him. Who would have thought? I am an extrovert with the voice that has brought me to this ministry here today. I exist because God wills that I exist. He has created me as an expression of his love, and for this I was born. I am lovable. I no longer carry other people's stuff as my own. Your opinion of me does not hold any weight in my life. My Lord gets the final word. I am a child of God, a royal priesthood, and a bride of Christ. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. My darkness has been changed into light in Christ's love. The evidence of God's divine purpose for my life came to the forefront following my conversion. I was empowered to lead others to reconcile with God in their lives while experiencing the mighty presence of God in my life. I was being transformed into the image of God as his servant by reaching out to others, by living into a personal relationship with my Lord. Daily, I found myself growing into the knowledge and wisdom as I studied his word. It is his word that gave me understanding to my encounter with the Lord at the age of 16. Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." I encourage you to read John 3:1-21. While seeking his guidance, I experienced that still small voice leading me to grow in faith and obedience. Throughout my life, I have come to know his voice and the realness of God both in joy and in sorrow. I know he is my heavenly Father, a gift given to me through the sacrifice of his Son Jesus, my Lord. I know that Jesus died and was raised from the dead and now lives and will come again. I know his love for me, his forgiveness, his mercy, his grace, and his loving correction. I know this is his gift to me. This is his gift to the world. Now to answer the question, why does revival matter to me? It matters because I carry the gift. A gift that is not of this world, but a heavenly gift. The promise of life eternal, everlasting life bought by the blood of Jesus. It is like fine gold. I want to love my neighbor as myself and share this gift into the world and with all I encounter to experience true love, hope, and peace that can only come from Jesus. My one and my only. The gospel is my greatest treasure. I wish to give to a broken world, trying so hard to find its way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So why all the talk about revival? Community for Unity is inviting you to the Lord of the Harvest Revival, located on the grounds of the City Park in Dubois, Friday, October 22nd, Saturday, October 23rd at 7 p.m. Evangelist Jeremy Puckett will present the word. Lastly, we are preparing for the great celebration on Sunday, October 24th for a time of extravagant worship. For more information, go to communityforunity.org. This is not just a gathering, but an encounter with the Lord of the harvest, engaging the Lord who has the power to change lives forever. Let us come under the tent of revival.
Lord of heaven and earth, creator, maker, defender, redeemer, friend, you are merciful, beautiful, faithful, and true. I rejoice and I thank you for the testimony of Reverend Charlene and the story of the power of God, that this heartfelt witness of God's redemption and love would be sent forth to save lost souls this day. Raise up those who are ready to encounter Jesus Christ, that they would have the faith and courage to overcome all fears, doubts, and obstacles, to reach the great reward of experiencing Jesus Christ, our mighty Savior, to become a new creation in Christ. Raise up those who will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, those who will not love their lives so much to shrink back from death, but will take up this call to die to self, and to be crucified with Christ, to no longer live, but allow Christ to live within each heart. For the redeemed, spark revival and renewal and boldness to witness the goodness of God through our testimony with each day we are given. Father, I ask that we would share the gospel, the story of our rescue, with enthusiasm, intention, and urgency. I ask that this story would remain with each listener and fill them to overflowing, overflowing with hope, overflowing with peace, overflowing with Jesus. For our city, Dubois, and the surrounding areas, each place this message reaches, Lord, bring your salvation, your power, your kingdom, your glory. and bring your authority in Christ, the Anointed One, to rule and reign in honor and glory. Make ready the way, Lord of the harvest. I pray that you would send out your laborers into this plentiful harvest. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is my story. This is my song.
You've been listening to a message from Pastor Charlene Lauver, Trinity Chapel Church, 106 West Scribner Avenue in Dubois.